Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening. Excuse me. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 megahertz. My mouth wanted to work faster than my brain, I guess. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2ZZ, hello, Jeff.
KD2VLA.
I got KD2ZNZ, KD2VLA. Are there any other check-ins?
WB2RUQ.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's two more. All right, I'd like to start the net by reminding everybody that I'm recording the Yankee game. So if you could keep the score to yourself, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm really interested in watching this game tonight. So, all right, we'll start at the top there. KA2ZZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, things are pretty quiet down here in Liverpool. It was a beautiful day. My kind of temperature, actually, up in the, upper 70s. Where that we now, we're down to about 57 now. Supposed to go down on the 40s tonight, I guess, but it makes it nice for sleeping anyways. But a lot of sunshine today, and didn't accomplish an awful lot around the house here, but enjoyed the day anyways. So, sun things all around. KA2ZZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, it's supposed to cool down quite a bit, but that's all right. It's not too bad. As long as there's no frost or the S word there, it's fine. All right, thanks for checking in, Jack. And hopefully I'll be able to catch the Octane tonight. It's going to be close. So, all right, we'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, long time no hear. Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jim. This is KA2VLA. Well, they've been, had a cold for a week or 10 days. Summer cold, went all last year, nothing. Then I picked up this thing, I'm getting over it. Busy with a Legion, getting whole sponsors for the tournament coming up. And I keep the lawns mowed. There was something else that I was going to mention. Well, I can't think what it is. Haven't been up to camp. I guess I can mention that. We'll say 73.
Well, I knew something was up. Your voice has changed, but it sounds better. I think everybody will be able to hear you here today. Your voice sounds good and solid. Maybe that's what it takes. You need to get a good cold there, and then your voice kicks back in. I did go up to camp briefly for like an hour there on Saturday. I did drive by all the other camps and just did a quick check before I left, and everything looked good. So I did talk with that gentleman there about the stone, and I'm going to talk with him again here this Saturday. I'm going to see if I can't walk with him in the spots that I want to do. I don't know if you guys are interested. If you are, let me know. I'll give you a buzz on the phone, and we can talk about it, about getting stoned yourself. And I'm also going to talk with Crabtree this week. He's up in Maine fishing. So, all right, Clint. Thanks for checking in. Hopefully you'll kick that cold, and I'll catch up with you later. WB2LUQ, my father John on Echo Lake, down there in the Hudson Valley, right not that far from the Hudson River, actually. So what's going on?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. And you're right, here in the heart of the Hudson Valley. Hey, Gloria, are you going to turn the light off? Excuse me. Okay. Nice day today. It's a good day. Jeff Cavanaugh was over. We were working for quite a while here this morning, stuff around the building, and I got the canopy on the deck, and that's about it. So the afternoon, I've been puttering around, did a little cooking, and now I'm just kicking back, relaxing, and we'll probably hit the sack shortly. That's about it, Jeff. WB2RUQ.
Okay. Well, great. I got to get a hold of him here. I know he said he wanted the boys to come down for a couple of days and help him out. And I know the kids, the aunt, wants to see them down there, too. So me and Andrea are trying to get together here a week where she's off of work, and we can get the boys down there for a few days. And so we're just trying to get it coordinated now. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, and everybody listening in. That we got 55 degrees up here on the hill. And, yeah, it warmed up nicely today. Good working weather. Got a lot of outdoor stuff done. Did some mowing. And worked on some vehicles outside. It's a lot easier to see what you're doing outside. Just usually don't have the good weather to do so. So, getting the auction sheets ready for tomorrow. Looks like we'll be going out to Syracuse. Looks like there's going to be a decent selection of lease terminations.
Roger that. Well, you had some cool weather to mow the lawn. That's always the best. Cool, dry weather. So, okay. Well, good luck there. At least that auction's a lot closer. So if you come out empty-handed, it was not quite as much time and gas involved. All right. Good luck tomorrow. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Well, I'm trying to salvage a hard drive. I got a 1 terabyte external drive that I got all kinds of stuff saved on, and I should know better. I've accumulated for years images of computers I've redone, you know, when I've kind of done a clean load of Windows and saved it for the next time I had a, you know, Dell Dimension 2400 or something. And I bounced the drive. It fell actually off the top of a computer. I'm like, oh, you know. I plugged it in and it read fine, and all of a sudden it doesn't. And I'm afraid that I've lost a ton of stuff. You know, how many of those will I ever use again? I don't know, but it's really flaky. Some it's in an external enclosure. It was a Seagate, and I finally figured out how to get the enclosure open and basically unsnapped it and break half the little snaps off the plastic, but it's not looking good. I don't know what happened there, because it was working fine even after the little shock, and all of a sudden it's not. I guess that's the way drives are. But anyway, I should have, you know, and I was thinking. In fact, oh, this makes it even worse. I said, you know, I got to back up that drive. I got another one. I just bought a terabyte, 1.5. And then I came across an enclosure. I said, I might as well put it in an enclosure with a, you know, eSATA. Well, of course, the drive was bad. So it's like I didn't get to back the other one up, and I sent this one back, and now my, you know, accumulated stuff here is maybe unusable. I don't know. I'm not going to send it out for the multi-$1,000, you know, clean room dissection data recovery, but who knows. I decided to get it out of that enclosure and hook it directly into a you know, computer into a SATA report and eliminate one possible thing. Frustrating, anyway. And so that's the big project of the evening. And I cut the grass again before it gets wet, so maybe I won't have to do that for a while. And I got a couple other things going on. And the Black Flight Challenge, if it doesn't, I guess we'll go. I guess it's on no matter what. I don't know how many people will do it if it's pouring rain and thunderstorms. I guess if it's probably, I would think if it's really bad, like, you know, thunderstorms, they might cancel it. But I think it would have to get pretty bad before they'd call the thing off. But it may not be much fun. Even for those of us in the car doing the radio. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, I had one of them drives. I can't remember if it was a Seagate or not. It was a friend's, and something similar had happened, and I ended up taking it out of the case and just mounting it into an old computer and as a second drive. And after a while, I was able to get some of the data out. Not a lot, but I was able to get probably maybe 40 to 50% of it out. You might want to give that a shot. And most of those, they usually just have a regular drive in the in the case, and you can just mount it on a live machine. So good luck with that, and the Black Fly Challenge. And okay, let's see. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, had to work today, and the first half of the day, and I'm really supposed to work the second half tonight, and boy, I just don't have the motivation. But I'm just going to get myself fired up here and get it done. But that's about all. We watched the boys' ball game there up at the park. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2WI. Well, I pulled it out of the enclosure. The enclosure is a slick plastic thing, and there's no screws. And I looked, and I thought, well, maybe they're under the little rubber feet, and I didn't actually pry the little rubber feet off, but I started to, and it was obvious, no, it's not there. So, of course, you know, Google is our friend. I Googled remove Seagate, you know, USB drive, something like that, and open enclosure. And I came across a post, and he said, well, you got to pry it. And I figured, well, you know, that's where I was headed anyway. And I unsnapped it. I got a couple of the little plastic tabs broke, but that's no big deal. It's a terabyte SATA drive. I've got it plugged into a computer right now, and it doesn't appear that the computer is recognizing it at all. But the odd thing is, it was perfectly recognized, you know, when I plugged it in with the USB a couple times ago, and I said, okay, well, before I do anything else, I don't have another big drive to copy everything to, but I'm going to not touch the thing until I do that, you know. And the next time I plugged it in, it was sort of, well, the drive, you know, the drive in whatever is not formatted, do you want to format it now? But it recognized it. Well, this particular, I can't figure what, you know, there's a whole long sequence of events that happen here. But this particular computer doesn't seem to want to recognize it. Now, I don't know if it's an older Windows XP computer, and if whether it's a board or XP should be able to see that big of a drive. I do know, there are some limits and some chipsets won't see a big drive, but it should see that there's a device connected. So let me put it this way, things are going from bad to worse. But I did that, in fact, a couple of times on enclosures like that. The drives went bad. I pulled it out. I did that with a Maxtor one. The drive went bad, and the enclosure was fine. I stuck another, 500 gigabyte or something drive that I had in it. So I don't know. I don't know if maybe I can get the board to recognize it. If I can get some one of the various recovery things, or maybe a Linux base recovery. I don't know how this is going to shake out here, but I'm not a happy camper right now. Let's put it that way.
Roger that. Well, give it a shot. You could always try Linux. Well, you can also try a couple different machines and see if that helps, and or try Linux installed, mounted as NTFS. Good luck. All that stuff, there's no answer to it until you start tinkering around, and everyone's usually got something a little different with it. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, the Boomville Amateur Radio Club regular monthly meeting will be held at Tuesday, June 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street. If you're, you know, everybody's welcome, and if you're interested in getting involved in the hobby, it's a good place to start. All right, this will be the last call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any check-ins or comments or queries? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, John, Ray, and Pete for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
County Traffic and Emergency Net, looking for stations to check in. This is Act 10, looking for any station that would like to check in. This is Act 10, United County Traffic and Emergency Net, looking for any stations with or without traffic that would like to check in. This is Act 10, final call. Any stations that would like to check in, please come now with your call sign. W2JUV is clear.